And thank you for coming out this morning. I noticed that it's a little bit warmer than it was last night when I went to bed dragging the garbage can out to the side of the road. So that's a blessing. You know, giving a politician 5 or 10 minutes is probably not near long enough. I can usually describe myself and give you my name in that quick amount of time. But I will try to follow that. I know that everybody's got things to go and places to be, and I will be diligent, hopefully, about staying fairly short. Of course, a lot of passion on what I'm talking about this morning, and it's really about my walk, my faith walk, and of course, my connection to this church. And I see a lot of my friends, especially the ones who have taught me and been mentors to me in my Sunday school class. That's probably my biggest connection the church has been for the 20-odd years, 21, 22 years that myself and Laura, my wife, thank you, she's live streaming this morning. Thank you, I love you. Thank you for all the support. And welcome to all the live streamers that are getting ready to go to work and those kind of things. That's what I have been doing the last week with Laura. But this church has strengthened me. When Laura and I were looking for a place for our family after we got married, we settled here after coming and seeing a service and talking to the pastors at the time. And the Chancel Choir really made the connection to me that one day that we came. And we have been here ever since, and we've made many great friends while we've been here. In my faith walk, I'm sort of an analytical kind of process guy. I'm not all that emotional, as you'll ask, if you ask Laura, she'll tell you. I'm not much of an emotional person, but I tend to be analytical, and I'm the kind of person that wants to see proof and wants to understand how things work. When I was a little kid, I was that kid that took the lawnmower apart to figure out how it worked and couldn't put it back together. So, through my faith walk here at the church, a lot of what I understood and what I learned was through my Sunday school class and the leadership in my Sunday school class and those that are teaching classes and just having conversations with the folks in Sunday school. Here recently, I wanted to tell you something about the stirrings. I know that a lot of this is about stirrings and the awakening of our work for the Lord. And I'll tell you something that's a little strange to that stirrings kind of thing, which is patience. And patience is something I haven't had most of my life. I'm run right into things. But in the last couple of years, I've learned a little bit about patience and a little bit about slowing down, sort of listening, watching, seeing, trying to see what's going on around me. And the biggest thing I've noticed is in the last year or so, what's going on in this church. Like I said, we've been members for over 20 years. There has always been a strong connection to this community, service to this community, different things that we can do to connect to the church. But this last year, 2 years, with some of the new staff that we brought in, some of the new ministries that we've stood up, the after school program with the kids, the different connections to our community that really have been vibrant in the last year or so. I saw all the different workings of folks working in the church. Of course, I'm on the SPR council, our SPR committee that sort of works through staff, the staff changes that we've had the last couple of years. So I've got a chance to be quiet, be still, sort of look at things, as opposed to running headlong into trying to solve some of the staffing positions. I was able to stop and sort of look at what we needed as a church in that role as staff parish relations. Obviously, you know that we came out with some very, very skilled, talented folks that have come to work in our church and to work with us and work with our congregation. But that patience that I got was allowed me to see what was working in our church. And like I say, patience is not something I've had most of my life. But when I did slow down and be still and look at things and listen, that's when I saw the stirrings or the awakenings in our church really started for me last year when we did this 21 days at the beginning of last year. And it's continued through this last year of all the different things, I think, and momentum is what I keep calling it, of our church in standing up programs and volunteering and being part of the process to make disciples for Christ. And that really is something I've seen momentum this last year. That's the best term I can say. And of course, we got a lot of things going on in the church that are coming. The church council is going to be talking about the master plan, a lot of great work Lloyd Moon has done and his team have done on a master plan for the facilities. There's all these ministries that are going up and starting. General Litke, Don Litke, is coming up with a respite care kind of ministry that we're talking about now. And so just a lot of things going on in the church that relate to the ministry to people. On that, we've got all of these things we're doing to make disciples here at the church. And so just a lot of momentum. And I've been able to, because I slowed down and watched and tried to be patient, tried to be still, I'm seeing all that. You know, in our world, especially in this day of instant knowing everything that's going on everywhere in the world with 24-hour news and Facebook and Twitter and all these different things, probably no time in history have we had access to all the different things that are going on, information overload. There's a lot of negativity. I see a lot of bad things that are happening. When something bad happens in a community or in the world, you see it pretty quickly. And so sometimes I get concerned that we get dragged down, weighed down with all of that, all of the things that are going on. And certainly that's just the devil and the evil that's always been present. It's just we get to see it a little bit more. Well, when I was patient, stop and look and see the different things that are going on in this church, this is where you see, you know, the hand of Jesus at work through the members of this church. And I'll tell you, yesterday at Sunday school, our teacher at the moment is Joe Kokonowski. Of course, he tends to volunteer every time nobody else volunteers to teach. And he's talking about the minor prophets. And yesterday we were talking about Zechariah. And it was amazing. You know, I had ever since Philip had asked me to give the talk on today, last week, I was thinking about the different things that I might say. And of course, as always, when you go to church and listen, sooner or later, there's a message that God's telling that message through the vessel that he's put in front of us to give us a message that we can take from us. And when we were reading through Zechariah, in Zechariah 2, and I'll read briefly this one verse, verse 13 of Zechariah 2, "Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling." And as we were having the conversation in our Sunday school class, something came upon me, which is, you know, we're waiting for Jesus to return, and it's going to be a big, splashy thing where all of a sudden he's here now. We've been waiting for this. And during that conversation we had yesterday in Sunday school class, I was thinking, maybe he's starting. He's here already. Maybe the things that we're doing is the hands of Jesus for our community, for our fellow man, trying to make disciples, trying to be disciples. Maybe he's here. Maybe it's not going to be some big splashy thing. And like I always do, I'm analytical, so I've got to figure out why and how. And so I look at John Wesley's explanatory notes, because I figure that's probably a smart person to figure out who might say something. And John Wesley's notes talk about when he raised up in that verse, God, and what John Wesley said was, God is on this work already, and he will not sit down again until he has accomplished his whole work. And I took from that what we see by being patient, by being still and seeing what's going on around us and seeing the need that we need to react to, that we need to get motivated on because we've stopped and looked and see where the need was, that Jesus' hand in everything. God's work is going on around us all over. And I'm just so blessed to be part of this congregation because we are the hands of Jesus in this community with us in creating disciples. And so that's just a little bit of my sort of journey, my testimony. And as you can tell, it's related to relationships that I've built in this church, my Sunday school class, how they strengthened me. I wouldn't be who I am today without certainly my friends and my family, but certainly this Sunday school class in this church and what I've learned. And I hope that you have the same connection by being here this morning, taking the time to be here. You're seeking, you're listening, you're looking for the opportunity to either be that disciple or help make a disciple. And so that's my testimony. Thank you.